I'm speaking with Lindsay Hill, who is president-elect of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting and also a farm broadcaster with ABN Radio Network in Ohio. Lindsay is in charge of the convention this year, which is coming up way too fast, it seems like. And Lindsay, what I wanted to ask you is, what's new this year? I know that you've made some changes. So what do we have to look forward at this year's NAFB meeting?
Well, I think that we are going to notice some things that are a little bit different this year, and even some of the changes a little bigger, some of them more subtle. We really listened to what people gave us in terms of feedback from last year's convention, and the messages were clear. When we looked at what people wanted, people were telling us, we want more newsmakers, we want more professional development, and they really, for so many folks, Trade Talk is such an integral part of the show, and it's very rushed, whether you're on the broadcaster side or whether you're on the side of the table, the one trying to give all of the interviews. So we tried to address those things, and in terms of professional development, we're going to open things up on the first day with some special breakout sessions, and it's a chance for you to kind of take a look at what really fits your needs and your interests, and whether it's sitting down and listening to a panel of veteran broadcasters, maybe if you're newer to the business, this is your chance to kind of get some advice and ask questions of those who have been in the business for a while, or we'll also have some sessions about, you know, getting into the budget when we talk about working with agencies and working with those advertising clients. What are ways that we can make sure that we're in front of that? So we'll have those types of professional development. And, of course, our keynote on Friday morning is going to be Scott McCain. And Scott is the author. His most recent book is The Collapse of Distinction, which has been a best-selling book. He's just a fabulous presenter and something that we're really looking forward to. In terms of Trade Talk, we've stretched that out just an extra 30 minutes. A lot of broadcasters saying, man, I don't even have time to get lunch during Trade Talk. So hopefully that'll help to ease that a little bit. And we added a second newsmaker session as well. So those are just a few of the changes you're going to notice in this year's convention schedule.
Well, it's nice to have the professional development on Wednesday, because usually that's been on Friday afternoons. And what are some of the topics that you have for professional development Wednesday afternoon? You have three different breakout sessions, right?
That's right. As I mentioned, we've got the sales panel that is going on. We've got the veteran broadcaster panel that we're working on. And then the other one, which actually Chuck is helping us with, is technology for broadcasters. And that was another thing that on our survey that we did, a lot of people had a lot of interest because things change so quickly. And really, that ties back into the whole theme of this year's event, Beyond the Microphone, because we as broadcasters are being called to do so much outside of just sitting behind a microphone and doing reports. So it's really important that we're keeping up on the latest technological trends as well. So that is a third opportunity there in terms of those professional development sessions.
Now, you've got a couple of newsmaker sessions, one on Wednesday, and then Secretary Vilsack is supposed to be there also?
That's right. Secretary Vilsack normally joins us on Wednesday, but he is going to be unable to do so because of a scheduling conflict. So he's actually going to be joining us on Thursday right after Trade Talk wraps up. But then on Wednesday, we're going to be doing kind of an Ag 2020, if you will, and it's bringing some of our industry leaders together to try and form a vision of where agriculture is going to be headed here in the next 10 years. And so that, you know, something that we're certainly looking forward to.
Now, what about the meeting portion, the business portion of the convention? What is different about that this year?
Well, we moved the meetings, which is something that people are no doubt going to notice. We'll still have our all council meeting on Thursday, as we have in the past. That is not a change. But for the allied industry members, we moved their meeting up to Wednesday, because so often they're setting up for Trade Talk, but then they've got a little bit of time, and it's a good time to bring all of them together and give them a chance to have their meeting. And in terms of the Broadcast Council and the Management and Sales Council, we'll be having those meetings on Friday afternoon. And again, that a response to what people were telling us in terms of, we don't necessarily feel like we have enough time sometimes to conduct the business of the organization and have some of the discussions that we want to have. So we were able to spread that out a little bit and give people a little more time.
Now let's move to Friday night. We've got the President's Banquet. We're going to be saying goodbye to Greg Akagi, who's been president for the last year. Tell us a little bit about what we have to look forward there.
Well, we're doing something kind of fun this year. It's a themed banquet. It's an evening in Hollywood, and hopefully you'll feel like as soon as you get there that you have truly arrived in Hollywood. It is a black tie optional affair, so we'd like folks to get dressed up, you know, and come out and enjoy yourself for the Friday evening. And as a matter of fact, if you'd like to rent a tuxedo, you can actually do that through the NASB office. Susan Talley has got a program in place there where you can actually pick up your tux when you arrive in Kansas City. So that is an option for you. And, of course, as always, we'll just look forward to honoring Greg as our outgoing president and just having a great time with that.
Okay, I know it's been a busy year for you, Lindsay. How has it been organizing the convention this year?
It's a lot of fun because I think it really causes you to stop and think about the organization, think about where you are, where you're headed, and what are the needs of your members. And so I've been in touch with a lot of people. Like I say, when we ask for feedback, we do take that very, very seriously. And so it's been a great opportunity, and I can't say enough about the NAFB staff. They are fabulous, and they take ideas and just run with them, and they take good ideas, and they make them great. So I'm really looking forward to the convention.
All right. Well, I know that there's a lot more, and people can find out more on the website, NAFB.com, right?
Absolutely. All of the details are there. The schedule is there. Hopefully you registered, but if you haven't, you can take care of that there as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Lindsay Hill, president-elect of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, with the convention just around the corner. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.